Hey, you all, it's Ashley. What you're about to listen to is a bonus episode. I know you guys have heard Tiffany's last week, and here is mine. It is a Q&A with my mother, Katrina, and my sister, Adria. It's a little quarantine-based, and then it kind of gets deep. Yeah, whatever. Enjoy. Bye.
Okay. So, I have my mom and my sister here. We're going to do a quarantine and chill Q&A. I've made up some questions to ask them to get their opinion. So I'm going to start with the first one. This goes to both of you. No, anyone can answer. Okay. How has your mental health been during Corona?
He was first. You got first.
My mental health has been crazy. Mm-hmm. I started out, first of all, I tried to do a move prior to the Rona, and that was an epic fail, not knowing that me trying to do a move, and then less than 2 weeks later, we're going to be on quarantine, everything shuts down, you have to do virtual tours everything. To look at properties, and I am at my mom's, and I have not been home since I was 19. So therefore, I am losing my freaking mind. Okay. So needless to say, this quarantine and the Rona, I am getting reacquainted with my wine.
Okay. All right. So Drea. How has quarantine affected you, especially being that you are now online student?
My sanity. What is that?
Lord, not your sanity.
No, it's a big adjustment because it's like I've never done online classes before, and that's not kind of my forte.
Right. You're
so
a visual.
I'm a visual learner, which is so true. So it's kind of just a huge adjustment with classes and learning how to balance doing all my work, because now I have so much time to procrastinate that I kind of have to cut that habit out and figure it out.
Right.
And not procrastinate and forget that I have a class at 12 o'clock and be asleep until 3. That's what I usually do.
So does it have you missing your friends?
Yes, most definitely. Missing my my sense of identity for sure.
Being that you were, you know,
off on my own, living my best life kind of thing.
Being a college girl.
Exactly. And finally off the tit. Yeah.
Okay, mom. Get off my booty. But yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm off the tee, and now I'm like on my own, figuring myself out. So it's a huge adjustment with still trying to be 20, because I'm in a very pivotal age right now, and it's huge.
Okay, pivotal.
I mean, it's true. Like, I'm in a very pivotal age in my life, so I need to know who I am. So I don't really know how to do that while I'm in quarantine.
Yeah, right. Well, no, you're not with your mom. Being with your granny is what is taking you 10 steps backwards.
I guess you get that, yeah.
And we are struggling to make sure that you stay in that same mental that you were on prior to pre-Rona. Okay?
Yeah, I was on my A game. I was on my shit.
Background, Drea is the baby of the family. Mm-hmm. Baby, for real. So,
yeah, like actual baby.
Living with my grandmother again is
huge
yeah.
adjustment, because I used to do that when I was little.
Sending her back to the infancy.
Yeah, I used to do that when I was little. I used to live with my grandma's when I was little. So now it's kind of like she still sees me as such. So I'm being treated like a baby. Don't get me wrong, I like the actual food that's not trying to poison me at BSU, but it's nice. It's food. But it is a huge adjustment because I'm not myself, if that makes any sense.
You're not yourself because
I'm not on my own.
Okay. Yeah. For the both of you, because this doesn't apply to me. Oh, well, my mental health is fine. But other than Kyra trying to take me out. But
she's flourishing, thriving, you know.
I just have more time to do shit. Yeah. But now that we're locked down into June, how are you both holding up without the opposite sex?
Girl, how can I put this to where I don't
honestly
think,
y'all do it.
Like, I am ratchet as hell at 47, but I am just going to say it.
She ain't had to go anyway.
Through all of this quarantine, you know. Discompanionship from the opposite sex would actually help me with some of this stress of being, you know, locked down, quarantined with Corona. Not only that, being at my mom's, you know, and she is, you know, set in her ways, old school or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that would help me if I did have that male companionship. Yeah. And as Drea said, but I can say that, you know, this quarantine is helping me to, you know, clear my mind, mm-hmm. and to get to know myself a little bit better. True, do get off of lockdown and when life comes back to normal, I pretty much know what I want. You know, this is a time for you all to just sit down, regroup. Yeah, you and I actually had this conversation in the car. And it is time for me to sit down and to regroup and to know actually what I want to do moving forward. But I can honestly say that I will stop being mean to my male friends after all this is over with.
I did not believe it.
I appreciate. I will appreciate.
I need to see it first, and I'm like, okay.
My male friends so much more after all of this.
Yeah,
they will see a nice, kinder me.
What? I'm dead. Oh my god!
I don't believe it, but.
Y'all may get a stepdaddy after this. Nope.
Stop playing. Say psych right now. Say psych.
She meant psych.
Say psych. I already put
it. I built the bullet. Yeah.
Don't say that you have given up hope yet. It's not
over. Maybe once I say that, it might trick you. And you
and then you be like, all right, let me figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me do it now.
Hope is not dead, okay?
She's like, hope is still alive.
Hope is still alive. It is possible.
Right.
That's cute.
Whatever. Andrea.
Oh, me? Well, you know.
Girl, you ain't had no boo from the beginning.
I never had a boo from the beginning, but right. It's the fact that now I'm like, we were sitting in the car, I kind of have a way of understanding what I want, and I'm learning.
How?
Myself.
You're 12. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
Shut up. I'm not 12. I'm 20 and I'm learning. So now it's kind of like I'm trying to figure out myself.
Girl, what the fuck is going on? I want a little picture. Over.
But I had like an artistic vision and it's just not working. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, but like, I had an idea. I'm like trying to, but I can't get it out. But yeah,
I'm black.
I am trying to get used to not being around guys a lot because that's kind of what I was doing back then. Was just
back then. It's only
but like,
two
but
months.
I'm saying like back in state, like I was just always around somebody and I wasn't by myself. So now I'm just like trying to adjust to not having a guy in my face cooping over me. And it's kind of like I need to have coop on myself for a couple of months.
First of all, I just want to say, why the hell do we all sound alike?
This mine's is going so off hard the topic. but like,
it's gonna be very hard to edit.
No,
anyway.
But like, yeah, we have needs, obviously. We have needs, but like,
do
still.
You have needs, girl? At 20,
she should.
Mom, I'm a girl. I mean, what you think I was gonna say? But like, it's the fact.
That sounded horrible. But the thing is,
I'm not saying
please
like that.
Redirect.
That
does not sound cool by
I'm
no
saying
means.
I'm
girl,
active.
All these damn Easter colors. What is some goddamn black?
All okay, right, back here.
First of all,
I was saying that I am active.
This is my last minute thought. To have something to do while we're recording this. And I didn't go get no paint, okay?
So being
I already had
I
to
am,
fight with the Instacart girl because she only bought me 2 potatoes and I know I could have sworn I put 2 pounds up there.
Oh.
She only brought me 2.
Luminous cloud.
So I was a little stressed out about that. But continue, sorry.
But yeah, like I was sexually active in school. So
oh shit.
And I was starting to lose, like, Mom and I had a conversation before, like, being even raw. Like, I was sexually active, and I was, like, losing myself. And I was, like, so worried about that, and I wasn't about my studies. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm not in school, and I'm not sexually active because everybody in the house, it's right. More of, like, I'm learning how to not need male companionship to feel full.
Okay.
You know, so now I'm, like, able
okay,
to
introspection.
Be myself. But that's just the truth. Like, I'm not looking for somebody else to make me fill that void. I can just fill it myself. And that's what I'm learning. I don't need nobody to fill that void for me.
So, since you said that, you know, conversations come out when you just... Conversations come out. So, I'm just curious, why you felt like you had to do that, Drea,
well,
to fill a void?
I'm pretty sure everybody understands this, like, daddy issue. Do you feel me? And, you know, like,
you said,
feeling,
you feel
like feeling like somebody else has to feel what somebody else couldn't.
Right.
You know? And if it's... And if it's sex, that's kind of the way of being like wanted in a sense. So knowing that I shouldn't have to feel wanted by putting my pants down, I should feel wanted by like being myself.
Right.
And being in quarantine, like I was telling mom in the car, it shows people how much they want to put time into you and how much time they don't want to.
Yeah. Right.
So now I'm like, okay. Now I'm seeing like, right, for right now you're going to be a buddy because you're showing me that that game you guys more important than me.
Yeah.
And you're not showing me that you want to talk to me. You're showing me you want to use me when you feel like using somebody to miss.
And you know, that is true facts. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just actually goes both ways. Whether you're younger, whether you're older, you know, this is the time where you're going to see people for who they really are.
Exactly.
And then they're going to show you your place in their life also.
Whether they want you or not.
Exactly.
Because I've learned that myself without being in quarantine. I've learned a lot. Like going back and looking at what I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning that people looked at me like I was a goddamn 7-Eleven. And now I'm like, I don't want to be convenient. I kind of want to be someone that you could miss and someone that you can't easily get by like a call or like a dial or a text.
Right.
So without my companionship, I'm kind of just learning how to love myself more.
Girl, yes.
And so, just being okay with me and not having somebody in my life to just make me feel full.
Right.
Okay. So, this might be the wrong direction, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
It's in the spread.
Well, no, I'll come back to it. So, what are your goals for the future post-quarantine? This is more so for Drea, but you can answer it too.
Okay. I'll just go first.
I don't want to answer that.
All right. Well, for me, you know, after we come back out of this quarantine, I'm going to be entering my junior year at State.
Right.
So, I guess my only thing is getting my shit together.
Say it again.
Getting my shit together. And starting to get myself back on track because I am put on halt right now. But that doesn't mean I can't plan. So
yeah, that's true.
I'm kind of just worried about going back to State, getting internships, getting things that could jumpstart my career.
Yeah.
And jumpstart who I want to be as a woman.
Okay.
So just mostly getting myself back to where I should be and where I need to be, not where I want to be, which is stagnant because I'm, you know, life is crazy and being an adult is not no thing to be like, okay, I'll be fine.
Oh, what?
But like,
you just realized, well, now
look, my reflection
moment. You just
moment
realizing that life is,
you just said, look,
this is my moment to reflect that I'm ahead.
So you just realizing that life is hard.
Oh my God, Mom, who asked you, or Ashley?
I'm just trying to say.
But yes.
Okay.
I'm having a self-reflection and a moment of realization of like who I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, me and Ashley know, like I've known who I wanted to be since high school and what I wanted to do since high school. But a matter of how to get it done has only happened since college because I didn't know where to start. So when everything's over, I know, I will have a clear idea of where it takes me and what I need to do in order for me to be successful and happy at the same time.
Okay.
I guess I'll ask my $1 million question. If you could create our stepdad, what qualities would he have?
Yeah, what are they?
Girl.
Think long and hard.
Our stepdad now.
This ain't no rando.
Well, first of all, he has to be a very patient person.
Preach.
Because, you know, we all have a sense of self-entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
You and your sister both, I think, have it pretty bad, and I have to take ownership for that because when y'all were growing up, because I was the mama and the daddy, you know, I kind of overdid things to compensate for that absence. So therefore, you know, the person that comes into my life is going to ultimately come into your life too, because y'all are very important in my life and we communicate very frequently. You know, our relationship sometimes can be a little sickening, but
just a smidgen.
He just has to be very patient with me.
basically.
With all of us, basically, because, you know, y'all are a huge part of my life. Mm-hmm. And if y'all don't vibe with them, then, you know, in the past, I haven't really vibed with that person either.
I know that.
You know, I think y'all have actually ran away one or two
right, okay.
You know, in your younger days. But listen, we're going to leave that right there, because, you know, things happen for reasons.
They weren't meant to be.
They exactly. You can't handle the kid, what can you handle?
You know, I used to pop off back in the day, honey. You say something about my kids, so I don't like your ass out of there.
Look, I was a peacemaker. I was the nice one. Everybody liked me, so I don't know who you're talking about.
Anybody, damn.
It actually was the demon seed.
That was her.
I just have a really good judge of character. Like, I can see through people's bullshit.
No, that's all that was. I was like, let's get in the car and drive and we'll figure it out together. Come on. Like, I'm not going. I ain't going to hang it down and kill you.
He's a liar.
But let's get back on the topic. No, he would just have to be a patient man. He has to be very open-minded.
Strong.
He has to want to be adventurous and just understand that we are all a package deal. And will be a package deal until the day I leave this earth.
Even then.
And, you know, he has to be a family man. He has to be able to be open-minded, because we all three have similar personalities in some ways, but we also have
different ones too.
Very unique personalities as well. So he would have to be patient. He would have to be very understanding. He would have to be able to spoil me in the ways that I need to be spoiled.
Period.
You know, and just,
why are these babies black anyway?
Because girl, we have limited colors, so. Stay the hell off my
BYT, baby.
Well, I didn't stop mine, because I'm the director and I'm trying to stay on track. But,
okay.
He liked me in the best lookable.
Okay, it's good to know. Mm-hmm. And he had to have coins.
Oh,
that was what
you said. Yep, she said the most important part. She broke her part.
Excuse me.
All right, so back on what I was going to ask. So, since we're quarantining, what if you guys weren't at grandma's? Separately also. But what would be your ideal quarantine and chill?
Who wants to go first?
Well, she just answered me.
Okay. All right.
You don't wrote it.
I did, didn't
right, I? Right, answer,
no. All right, I was thinking, like, I like to be at home. So,
you have to be at home.
But I'm saying, like, if we weren't, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I like movies. Anyway. Shut up. Movies, snacks, you know, a little puff, you know, a little relaxation puff.
What is that?
Marijuana. that I like movies, relaxation. I like to do games, so like little brain games here and there, something to get my brain still learning.
What the fuck?
I thought
this picture is just not going.
She meant me.
No, she's trying to figure out her picture that we painted.
This is my idea. Okay, but yeah, like staying in the house, obviously can't go nowhere, but just movies, chilling together, and just enjoying each other's company, making the fun out of what we don't have right now.
Okay. Yours? Mom?
Girl sleeping.
This is
right fun. Now, I will be sleeping, catching up on some
movies.
Okay. Yeah, because that's not chilling.
This is my self-reflection time. So, therefore, I will just try to do everything I can to just relax my mind.
That's
and
quarantine.
And just get to know myself. You know, and just trying to reset everything for my life. I mean, that sounds boring, but hell, that's what I will be doing. Okay?
Boring. Well, you already answered this question, Bri, so we're going to skip that one.
Okay.
Let's see. You got to answer this one, too, but
what's up?
No, you can answer this one. What are you missing most since we are locked down?
Both my independence, my freedom.
Yeah.
My freedom.
Weak.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's for you, Mom. So, as a single mother, how is dating and what are the difficulties that you face? Well, I guess you can speak. We're grown now, so I guess you can
speak honestly.
Well.
You think I ain't a whole bag of plum go here?
I guess you could talk about how it was when you were little, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, because I was the type of parent that put y'all first, you know, so I would sacrifice my relationship for the sake of my children.
Preach.
So for me, it was a little hard.
Because,
you know, I always had to make decisions, and I was cautious of who I wanted to have around y'all, because you know people are crazy.
That is true.
And I had girls, and you know, you hear horror stories all
day,
the time, about things and the people that you have around your kids. So it was hard for me to try to see who was a good person to have around y'all and who wasn't. And for one, I didn't want y'all to have so many uncles coming in and out the house.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, that how I saw some of my friends doing. Who were single moms. So it was hard for me to try to find that balance. So whatever I did as far as my personal life, I had to do it outside of the home.
Anyway, okay. Well.
Oh, shit, isn't it?
Well, okay. Well, for you, Drea, as the youngest, what are some preconceived notions about you being the youngest that annoy you the most, and why?
I've been waiting for this.
Don't go do too much now.
No, I'm just kidding. Well,
her face is beat.
I guess.
Oh my god.
Mom, wow. I don't know. Okay, my first one off the top of my head was attention. That like we kind of always need to be watched and like closely monitored.
Because you're the youngest.
Because I'm the youngest. Mm-hmm. And like people assume that being the youngest, you're going to automatically go off the rails. And that's not always true.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Because I could be worse. I could be pregnant right now. But
that's true.
So it's like they
Please
think
stop
that.
Stop sounding like me.
Yeah. That's kind of creepy. But I think the idea that we have to have that close attention because kids in the age that I'm in right now do stupid stuff and we're stupid. So, but not all of us are like that. Some of us have enough common sense, but looking at our peers and knowing that that's not what I want to do. So that's one. Then there was, what was it? I think it was the fact of like knowledge and opinions that we don't know much and that our opinions might not be as respected because we're younger, but it's, I think of it like this. It's just an old problem, but just different ways to solve them. And the ways that I know how to solve them might be the ways that you don't know how to solve them.
Right.
But it's my age and my era of technology and the things that I know how to do, parents might not know how to do. Right. Like it may take you 10 minutes to turn on a computer, it takes 2 seconds. Right. It's like, I know how to turn it on, but you don't. I can text quicker, you text slower. I know more.
You got darn right about
that. But it's
that.
Like, but it's showing that like, but it's showing that I have a capacity to understand things quicker than you do. So I know more than you in that aspect. Not of like what's going on in the world, but when it comes to smaller things, I know more. And then when it comes to just having an opinion and having a say, for me personally, it's like, I look at y'all enough to where I can learn what not to do and what to do. And then when someone comes to me, I can be like, well, I saw this, so let me tell you what you don't know. Let me feed you information, so now you know what to do. And it's not just all of us confused. And the family as it is, I would like to say is my age, I'm pretty wise. So I would think that I'm kind of wise beyond my years.
I give you that.
Yeah, and then I just would, I feel like for us younger kids, they think that because we're younger, we're not as smart, and we're not as humble, and we're not as wise. And we're just gonna do stupid stuff. But repping the younger kids, we reflect on what the older people did so that we don't create the same problems that was happening for years. And I think of the like problems are kind of like iPhones. It's like the same glitch, but every new iPhone has an upgrade to fix that exact same glitch. It's gonna always be a glitch, but I'm gonna be that new way to fix it. But you're not that new way to fix it. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like they need to understand us better. Because we can teach you things that you don't know how to do. Because we're in the age of developing, we're in the age of becoming the new leaders. So why not learn from me so we can lead together?
Okay. You better speak it with your little degree gloating.
Thank you.
Yeah, girl.
So mom. So for you, now that we're grown, what is
sorry, I died. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, that's why I don't provide libation.
Shut up.
But
I needed it.
So for you, now that we're grown, like, what is the joys of us being grown? Like, what was something that you was looking forward to when we were kids, and now that we're grown, you're lit. to be able to have it.
Well, as you know, honey, just having time to myself to live my best damn life, okay? And I make it a point every summer. I just do me. Every time Priya carries her ass back
to school.
Every semester, and I have that emptiness back. I love it because you know what? I have worked hard for this moment for y'all both to get the hell out of the house, mm-hmm. and I can just enjoy my life. Of course, I enjoy the time I have with your son, which is my grandson. But you know, after that, those moments, because that is a totally different kind of love for me. And time
we know,
yes, ma'am.
You we hear all time.
Okay.
You like him more than you like us.
She loves Little Town more than we do.
And sometimes I do. But anyway.
She doesn't know anything yet.
He does. So she was like, because she can say whatever.
So innocent. And you know he doesn't talk back.
We're not.
He doesn't have a goddamn opinion yet.
And oh, he doesn't talk back to you. He talks back to his mother and father.
He doesn't talk back. He just smiles and enjoys our time together. So it is a different kind of love. But I look at the fruits of all of my labor with y'all too. You know, mm-hmm. being that mom and that dad role was hard. What the hell are you doing?
Because I'm taking long.
Okay. It was hard as hell. All right. It was a damn struggle. And when they say it takes a whole damn village to raise a child, Lord knows that was a freaking understatement.
Maybe a neighborhood.
Because I had moments that, course, as you know, I wanted to choke your ass out every freaking moment.
Why? We're not talking about that.
We're not the moment. Because that was not the question.
Listeners, I've come a long way.
Because I know, seriously, but when I say God gives you back what you give to your parents, honey. Oh, girl. I'm just happy that you grown your own and you got your own family and you're doing well. That's one thing I can say. Drea is her way to, you know, having her own after she finished school.
Neither.
And, you know, she is going to do great things. I can see it in her. I can see that you and her both were able to watch what I was doing and to observe. And you have taken from what you've learned from your mom. And you're using it in your own lives. So that makes me feel great. That lets me know that I did quite a few things right. Even though it was a hard struggle, sometimes I wanted to just scream. Mm-hmm. But you know, I was able to pull through it. And just look at y'all now. Look at us. So we sound alike. They don't all look alike. We have this.
A little weird.
You and her both have every part of my personality. Drea has the more, you know, kinder side of me.
That
the more
is true.
Gentler side. Lord. She can be more rational. Ashley.
Almost definitely. Ashley
has that quick to the draw side of me that, you know, go from 0 to fucking 100.
You know, I have options.
In a heartbeat.
They're
am 47
I yield
old,
and stop. You know,
but when I say I am still working on that, God has yet to deliver me. Because I will give your ass
shut up,
a tongue lashing, okay? When needed. But I can honestly say I have been blessed. I am. I enjoy our personal time now that y'all are all grown.
Oh, yeah.
We can get together and we can hold real conversations.
Yeah.
And talk about anything that is, I mean, anything very openly. I have always tried to make sure that we had that type of relationship together.
But it was comfortable.
To where y'all felt comfortable coming to me and just speaking about anything. And it is no judgment. Because I grew up in a household that was very judgmental. And I swore when I had kids, I would never do that to my children. And I just love the fact that we can relate how we do.
Okay. Now, this is pretty much our wrap-up question.
Aww.
Out of all of us, you can start, Drea, then Mom, you can go, then I'll go.
Okay.
What is something that you admire about each of us?
That's a great question.
And why? You'll probably explain that too, but yeah.
Yeah. I admire how much we have come along, because god damn. I admire the fact that we've done what a lot of families wish they could do. You know what I mean? Like,
what is that?
Especially in relationship wise, contain it and keep it to where it's consistent and that we understand each other better. Mm-hmm. Because some families don't understand each other like we understand each other.
Right.
And we, that's true. And we respect each other. At right. a point, now that obviously we're all grown and we're not kids no more, mm-hmm. we can sit back and reflect and respect what we have for each other. And I also admire our strength that right. I love about us. Because no matter what happens and what goes wrong with our lives, we always come out unscathed and unfathomed by it. We don't care. Yes. And we're able to pick it up and just keep going. Because mm-hmm. we know that life doesn't stop. So... I like that about us, and that we're close because we came from a lot of
dysfunction.
Negative,
mm-hmm. yes.
dysfunction. We had a lot of secrets. We had a lot of pain, and now it's like we can do it together, not do it alone anymore.
Right,
mother.
And I can honestly tell you, I just admire y'all both because y'all know y'all can piss me off.
Ah, say it again, a little bit louder.
And we can have our words. And you know, my thing is, I am not gonna go back and forth with y'all little grown asses. Uh-huh. So I'ma tune you out until we all come to level headedness, and then we can come back and we can rationalize and discuss what the issues were. Because I remember there was a time that we all wanted to choke each other. Each other.
Man.
Okay.
I'm killing on this recording. Look at
you. Yeah. You would come on and I was going to say nothing too. You ain't say nothing to me. And you want to be talking about your
machine. Oh, yeah. I used to get on her. Calling yeah. me.
Mama yeah. pissing me off.
Especially yeah. when I was pregnant. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to help with this?
Yeah.
I can't even get from point A to point B right now.
I can't even pull it back when I pee myself. How the hell am I supposed to help y'all?
That tune out game is strong. Oh. But I both admire from the both like of you mm-hmm. your strengths. You know, yeah. you and your sister have both learned something from my struggles. You know,
preach.
And you know, that actually makes everything I went through worth it. Because if I had gone through those struggles and y'all didn't learn a damn thing, and out here making dumbass decisions and just fucking up all the time, now then I would be highly upset. But y'all both have learned, and it has actually showed you things in your life. Of course, you have to be your own person.
Yeah.
But I think I laid the foundation for you both to actually know what you want out of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you know, Ashley, you have your family. Y'all are doing amazing. My grandson is so amazing.
He's
smart. You know, he communicates well. So that lets you know that all comes from your foundation.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you both show that you have learned something. You all the time may not show it when you were younger, but as you have gotten older, y'all both show me that you know that you had a chance to receive everything that I was trying to show you both. This looks kind of good. Okay.
I'm gonna look. Where's her mouth?
She don't
I'm about to color that in. You don't have the right color. Don't come for me, okay?
Anyway, so
your turn, stinker flat. Come on.
Oh my God.
Carry it on.
So, for Drea, it's just that you're a sponge.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a sponge, and you and Mom both have this. Your perseverance, well, we all have it, but admirably, you guys' perseverance as far as when things go against you, how you respond to them. Mom, sometimes she's a work in progress, she feels a little better. But, Drea, you are really good with it. You actually did pretty well out of the three.
Thanks.
Mom. Sometimes you gotta pull her little singly Swiss out. But
she be going crazy.
Anyway, but the fact that you know, you hear what's said, like she said, you may not respond, you may not show that you understand what was told to you. But
to you.
As we've seen in this Q&A, you're understanding.
I mean, I show it all the time, but I listen. It's just not on y'all's time. That's all.
And you have a heart of gold. I think out of the three, we're all nice, yes, but
no, we're not.
I feel like
I'm a doll.
We can. It's there. Is it used all the time? No, but
it can be shown.
Yes, I think you have it. I think you. Well, no, I'm talking about mine. But anyway, I think I have Jane and just went to shit. But yeah, I think for you, you're just super sweet. Like the way you are with Kyler. Kyler really be pissed when you're not here.
I know he be off the rails, man.
Like, the fact that you was able to get him the shit, and I'm trying to get him the shit for 3 fucking months.
Y'all, when I tell you, I am a guru. I am a guru.
Rob and I are a little pissed about that.
At least he's still, using the pot.
I mean, he's still using the potty, but he has his accident.
But he isn't pooping.
I mean, he does both. He's
okay.
It's not as consistent, though, because Drew is not here. Like, he But he does have regret. He's starting to learn regret. Not regret, okay. But
what is I should have done this and I shouldn't have done
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He reflects
right
on
or wrong,
done.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, reflects. If he used the bathroom and stuff, he'd cry. He'll be like, I'm sorry. I was trying to make it. Like, he'll explain himself.
Okay.
He's learning.
He knows that it's wrong. He's just trying to learn how to respond to his urges.
Exactly.
But yeah, so, you know, you have a heart of gold and you're just a sponge. You're very receptive of information. It may come off as you're not, but I think you have a way to just hear it versus people receive it as you don't hear the information because you're not like, okay, listen. All right, okay.
Yeah.
You just hear it. Like, you just take it in and you're going
to
build a bridge.
Yeah.
You don't have to give you 17 responses and emotion. I think some people, when they don't receive that, they think you're just not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Then it may just be how you are trying to comprehend it.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, for you, outside of your righteousness, but
not righteous. Yes,
she's righteous. But your strong will.
Okay.
You're very strong in your beliefs, and you make sure you communicate that well.
Yeah.
And it's like arguing with you is very hard. That's something you know nothing about because
yeah, it's true.
You pretty much got your facts. Like, it's hard to tell you something that...
Freaking facts machine.
And we both have it now.
I hate you about it. But, I'm trying my hardest.
Like, trying to argue with her about
I'm
something.
I'm going to catch up with this
one. Like,
nope.
Yeah, she'd be knowing it already. But
I'm like, damn.
It's like you have, like, the ultimate clapback.
Yes.
It's a gift.
Be honest.
And it's really good, though. It's a good thing. So, that's
like,
very admirable. And... how much of just a good mother you are.
Yeah, that's
thank
true.
You, girl.
Because there are some moms that be, you know, they don't ever have communication with their kids. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, there's some parents that don't talk to their children at all.
Right.
And they don't have that comfortability level. And I can say that personally because back then, I couldn't tell you anything, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I was in a very bad state and
yeah.
I needed to talk to somebody and you caught me in a good moment. So it was like, now it's good because I'm able to tell you things that I'm in pain with.
Right.
You know, and you may
you're
not always agree. Exactly. Because, you know, when you're young, you're not supposed to be depressed, but I'm human.
Right.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And I have things to be depressed about. And
mm-hmm.
I have problems to be depressed about. And I feel like now I'm able to tell you that. And you can understand it because I'm not a kid anymore.
Right.
And I have an opinion. I have a mouth. And I should be able to use it.
Right.
So that's a good thing. Because a lot of parents out there would just let a child just sit there and figure it
she,
out.
Okay. Look at them.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
She has a monkey mouth.
It's okay. We're going to let her ride. I'm going to give her some lipstick. But anyway.
But yeah.
But.
This communication is really good.
Well, yeah. That's great.
Because.
Well, that explains how we are in the field for Andrea.
Yeah, it's true. Because of y'all. The reason why I wanted to do it anyways because of y'all.
Girl,
watching
get
the family.
That mental.
And watching how everything was unfolding with relationships in the family
mm-hmm.
or like family in general, whether it was love
shit.
Or friendship.
Yeah.
It was falling. That's kind of a good thing about being the youngest because I get
right.
to see all of that.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, if I was telling somebody that in class, they were asking me why I want to do what I want to do. And I was like, because I watched my family fall apart and I thought that maybe I could have helped, but I couldn't because I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now it's like, if I can't save mine, let me save somebody else's.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to fall apart like we did, you know?
Right.
And obviously things can be rebuilt and things can be stronger than what they used to be.
But that has to come with accountability.
Exactly.
Hello.
And I kind of want to teach that. Like, be accountable
yeah.
for what you did. Because you did it and you did it without even thinking about anybody else but yourself. So it's kind of like... seeing that, and I can just admire the fact how when that going on and everything was just such a bad situation, you were able to keep it accountable. Even though I'm your therapist still, but like, even though I'm still your therapist, but it's just the fact of knowing that you understand where you came from.
Yeah.
That's just the biggest picture about it. Because you know what you did and what you didn't do. What you
right.
should.
And on
right.
top of that, that goes piggyback on what Drea said. That's kind of how I got into what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have so many failed relationships in our...
So many.
In our family.
Right.
Yes.
And it's, you know, and becoming a relationship coach, a life coach, a sexual coach, a sexuality
ooh.
Coach. You see? Look at my rookie. Wow. That's all I was trying to do. But,
he's still a bitch.
But it's like a lot of these relationships maybe could have been... revamped
yes.
or revitalized, but
yeah.
if neither parties were being accountable or neither parties were educated on what could be individually wrong with them contributing to the partnership issue.
Right, and you know, that's so crazy because I was just having this conversation last night with my mom, mm-hmm. and I was telling her I grew up in a household to where we weren't allowed to show like love and affection and mm-hmm. emotion.
Yeah.
And then my mom confided and was like, well, you know, it is so true because I wasn't either. So I feel as if we come from a family where there's a lot of history of like family traits.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have a close generational off. Curse on so many issues mm-hmm. that yeah. need to be broken.
Yeah.
So I feel that it is awesome of how yeah. me and your sister and you, yeah. how we can sit down and we may not always agree.
Yeah, but that's just...
But that's better than what they used to do.
Right.
You think about it, like that's kind of our way of showing emotion.
Right.
I think of it as if we might be the three that break that.
Right.
Because we're doing it now.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, we may not hug, kiss, and whatever, but that's not our original
and
emotion.
And now that I'm grown, that doesn't always necessarily represent that you're in a solid family
right.
unit.
Yeah.
That actually usually represents a lot of wounds, a lot of band-aids. So that don't necessarily always mean that y'all are solid.
Right. Mm-hmm. That just means that you're hiding it by smiling.
Yeah. Simply those kind of be fucked up.
Exactly.
Right.
Not to say, you know, anybody that's being emotional with their family is...
But it's like
the
ones that smile the most are the ones that are the most darkest.
Too.
Exactly.
The ones that smile the most are the ones that have the most pain behind them. Like, you smile the brightest because your light is so dim behind you.
Right.
And you just don't want to see it.
Yeah.
So you cover it up within yourself so everybody around you can think your family's okay.
Right.
And it's just like how people on social media post the pictures of families all day long, but they might post that picture and then walk away and be like, I hate you, and just mm-hmm. don't say anything to each other.
I watched a movie last night. They, what is the fuck is the movie? It's on Prime. Mm-hmm. Recording, they have nothing to do. But the movie, I fell asleep on it. But when I started the movie, the couple, they were both marriage counselors,
mm-hmm.
and they were like best-selling authors. Had a whole party, had a best-selling book. When the guests were leaving,
they hated each other.
They hated each other.
They switched up.
And
real quick.
He was like, you know, I told you I wanted to be out of the marriage.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, because we're both best-selling authors.
She was concerned
and
about the brand.
It would affect our brand. How can we get a divorce and we have a best-selling book about how to keep a happy marriage or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So just with that shows like people will put on air to a point when they can really have a lot of shit going on.
That's the scene on the beach.
I don't know.
So
I just did whatever.
I think our family, we are screwed up, but I think I would have rather, to be honest, it be the way it is than us just walking around like how it was like before I got in trouble.
Right.
And faking it. Man, we was faking it hard.
That's true.
We was faking like a mom. Only because we didn't want to accept the truth.
That's true.
So, Rob, don't look at my picture.
I want to see
it. I had like an artistic vision and then I like, my brush strokes switched fucking left. But,
let me put that back.
All
right, keep holding. Let me just put that. Let me just put that back.
My associate, Kobe.
Don't hurt him.
So, to close up this mimosa and wine down, quarantine mimosa wine down.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there any closing words?
Wow, everyone's eyes are on me. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are very prolific.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very profound in your speech.
Thank
very
you.
Proud.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I guess just to say is like.
It's a very, very eloquent convo.
Thank you. I guess just to say I'm proud of everybody. You know, I'm proud of what we've done and how far we've come. Because we could have been bad. Like, we could have been stuck.
Sure.
You know, me and Mom talk about being stagnant all the time.
Oh God, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like...
grandma's?
I'm just saying in general. Like,
yeah, just
about
in general.
People in our lives, how stagnant they are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I can say that we look at each other and I'm like, yeah, we talk about how stagnant they are, but we don't talk about how enough we aren't.
Yeah.
Like, we don't
That's
ever
a good
say
point.
That. We don't ever say how much we've stopped and we just kept going.
That's like with Corona. They talk about some people dying, but they can't talk about nobody's getting better.
But nobody's talking about exactly. And I feel like we're doing the exact same thing. We're thinking about how bad everyone is.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, we're not talking about the actual good things.
Excuse me.
I'm not going to say that that's good about us. We're doing a lot of things that people right now can't do.
Right.
And I'm proud about that because... Y'all both know, oh my God, like how we used to be and where we were.
Right.
And I'm just proud that we understand that's not where we want to be anymore. And we ain't got to say it out loud. We just do it.
Right.
And I'm just proud of that. And I'm also proud that you're doing this and you're getting this and it's great and it's going good for you. Because you've always been that person that wanted to write some crap down. But now...
Girl, yes, do blogs. Exactly. Self-help books. I mean, and now... Show everything.
Yes.
I mean, you know...
But like... But it's like... But listen, girl. It's a subtle dig, but it's also a subtle compliment.
You know?
But it's just the fact that you've done it. You've done all the things that you've said you've wanted to do. And now you kind of... Now it's not personified. You know, it's not... Just what you're saying, you're actually putting action into.
Yeah, I feel like within our community, especially African American in general, and mainly younger adults, older too, but us, because we're in an age of we just want to do it all. We don't want to have no help, so we don't want to tell nobody anything that's going on with us.
Right.
So I think it is needed now to have a platform like this where we can just talk about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can just get out whatever's on your chest. And yeah, there's podcasts out too, but I don't feel that they all are being... I have honest. A few, but I have a few that are honest to a fault.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to lose this deal.
But
or I don't want to...
They're not organic.
Yeah, I don't want to upset anyone. And I'm not going to do that. I'm talking shit.
Right, I'm going to say whatever I want to say.
A lot of people are fucked up.
I'm going to say whatever I want. And if you don't like it, turn it off.
There's a lot of young moms that have a lot of shit going on with them, and they just want to...
They want to talk about it. There's a lot of millennials
Yes, you're a parent, but
you know?
Your mental health is always comes first, and then, of course, your sexual health.
Because there's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of MILFs that need help, and there's also a lot of millennials that need help, because life is going so fast that it's kind of hard to catch up.
Very underrated.
Very underrated.
And very high stress.
Very high stress. And we just trying to make it just like everybody else.
And she sometimes just needs a place where she can come
and just
relax.
Talk about it.
Even if she's relaxing with her earbuds in, she's still getting her weekly dose of therapy.
Exactly.
That's true.
Because black women, we need it. You know, we carry a lot.
And no shade, but I don't need you to get into therapy because you're sitting, you know, like
yeah.
on a church podcast or a YouTube church, like or whatever. Like sometimes you need to be real and gritty.
Mm-hmm. But if that's your form of healing, that's your form of healing.
That's your form of healing, but yeah. Is it healing you though? Because you listen to somebody else's testimony.
That's right. True.
That's true. Scripted. It's not
that's
fully
true.
Everything. So that's the goal.
Yeah. And I feel like you're doing that because, you know, you say what you have to say and you're not filtered. You're just raw and you're organic. And
if
you're
you don't like
there.
It, turn it off.
Exactly. If you don't like it, turn it off.
But you're not because you're
because
you, knows it.
You're exactly, that too. But like, it's also like this. If you don't like it, that means you need to hear it. Because
yeah.
you don't like what you're hearing.
That's a great point. You might not like it,
but
you're
just
hitting a nerve.
Exactly. Because I'm telling you something that your friends or your family just don't want to be honest with you and tell you. Because I'm having the balls to do it, and you just don't like it because you don't have the balls.
I want
to
be your shoulder.
Exactly. You want to be that person that is like, come on, girl, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because why are you waiting for it? Because if I understand, that means everybody else understands. But they're just too scared to say something.
You'll be surprised when you have a sit down with people you don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
How much you have in common with them.
Exactly. And I mean, my final words for all of this is that look at us. Look at how
y'all can see her face. She is beaming.
I'm supposed to record this, but we're not going to
look at how we vibe with each other. And our conversation is just so real.
Yeah.
Drea, I can see your growth in your 20 years.
Thank
you. You came from that little quiet.
Oh, quiet, weird,
shy,
awkward.
You were just trying to find yourself.
I was different from all of you.
She was a sheltered.
I was different.
Sheltered baby.
Mm-hmm.
My baby.
I was
you know,
very
with
different.
That 6-year age difference with y'all, you know, she was my last.
Oh, I know.
I was hard. Right. It was hard to catch up, motherfreaker. Slow down.
Yeah.
Well, I was beyond my years.
Yeah.
Because I had no choice. So.
Yeah.
Of course. You didn't have any choice. So, therefore, it was how you were raised. 6 years made a difference in between you all.
Yeah.
It was a totally different time. So,
life changed.
I mean, it's just amazing to just see the difference in you both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are both grown and you are both growing, but you got your own personal individuality, which is awesome. And you just walk to the beat of your own drums.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Even though I try to, you know, give my 2 cents, y'all still going to do what the hell
we
you
want.
Know, every time I
As
talk
you
about
should.
Drea and I, you know, remember how Drea and I had, well, she didn't have the teacher, but I had her, Miss Washington.
Yes.
And Drea had Miss Stephanie.
Miss Stephanie.
Madrid was bad as shit. So she stayed in Miss Washington's class. But
when you love that woman.
I think he came to pick up Drew because she was bad. And the teacher was just like, you know, sometimes you just gotta understand her and Ashley are night and day. Like,
yeah, we are.
As a teacher, being even though I haven't taught Drew, I see her in my class enough to basically have taught her.
Yeah.
And I know that they are like night and day. This is not the girl I had a couple years ago.
This is
not the same girl. Yeah, she was just like, they're not the same kid.
Mm-mm. But yeah, I think this is awesome. This was a good little dialect, y'all.
Yeah, this was fun. This was much needed.
We'll do another one. We'll do another one. Well, people, we're going to have... Tiffany should be having one soon. It's going to be her mom, and her sister. So, we're going to probably post that very soon. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.